don't know if you got all that out, really. I just don't think you got it all out.
Sunshine through a cloudy day. He wrapped me in the cradle of his arms.
It's the man, if it had not been for the Lord,
yes.
Who was on your side.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for another day's journey. Thank you for your sweet anointing, God. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for fellowship, God. Thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Lord. We praise you today. We magnify you, God. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. Thank you for what you've already done. And we thank you for what you're doing right now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Oh, God, for these next few minutes, Lord, as we just say a word from your word, that you would cause your word to come alive to us today. We'll apply it to our lives in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. Please be seated, saints. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He has given us an inheritance amongst those who are sanctified. Hey, he took us out of darkness and brought us into this marvelous light. Through our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Never to remember them no more. Oh God, took a case of the K-Hepits out of our very being. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give us freedom to praise him. Freedom to worship him. Freedom to give God glory in the name of Jesus. Hey, oh God, when you just think about it, when you just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you, I tell you, our soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Praise God for healing me. Praise God for delivering me. Praise God for making ways out of no way. Praise God for doing those things that seem to be impossible. Made possible in our lives today. Well, glory be to God. You know what? The word is already gone forth. Hey, there's a message in praise and worship. God inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, he brings us to a point that where I can just see, you know, as an electrician, as I start connecting wires together. Sometimes they're not even the same color, but I know they go together. And after a while, the circuit is complete. God works like that in the midst of his saints. When God is in the building.
Yeah.
When the Holy Spirit manifests himself, he starts connecting the wires together. All of a sudden, we find ourselves sometimes putting an ugly face on. You know, Sister Patricia, you know what I'm talking about. See, somebody say we ought to quit planning sometime and let God have his way. Sometimes we're just saying, pour out your spirit, God. Shower down. Shower down, God. Shower down, God. Bless us, Lord. In your presence, fullness of joy. At your right hand, pleasures forevermore. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we want you to be first in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God is real. Real in my soul. Real, real Jesus is real to me. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Oh God, who can make something beautiful out of something ugly? Nobody but God. Who can turn dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows? Nobody but God. Who can lift the hung down head, cause us to look up and live? Nobody but him. Thank you, Jesus. So, well, y'all pray for the pastor. I told you a few minutes ago, we could just shut it down now. Praise God. Because I believe that folks in the house have experienced the love of Christ, have experienced the blood of Jesus covering our sins. Praise the Lord. We know where he brought us from. Yeah, no. Jeremiah said, I can't hold my peace. It's like fire shut up in my bones. I got to tell somebody. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the word of God is not popular to folk, but it's like castor oil. It may not be good to you, but it's good for you. Praise the Lord. Just hold your nose and swallow it. See, God's word will work from the inside out. Thank you, God. The prophet in the Bible, the man of God, God said, eat the whole roll. Digest it. He said, oh, man. Well, praise the Lord. My subject today is, if you ain't already noticed, some of us got that down-home English accent where we may say, keep God's voice. But wherever you're from, keep God first. Keep God as a priority in your life. Because, see, the world we live in is a fluid situation. There's highs and lows, ebbs and flows, good times, bad times. You know, and in the midst of the roller coaster ride, we have to keep God first. Now, speaking of roller coaster, just come to my mind, ain't nobody really praying when they going up. But now they start kind of praying a little bit when they get up there and the thing stop and you looking down. You still got a little something about you, a little composure. Lord bless us as we get ready to go down. Then all of a sudden the bottom drop out. you start praying in tongues and everything else. God help. Why did I let these kids get me on this thing? See. But we need to keep God first. Before you get on the roller coaster, make it first. Yeah. Don't wait. But see, we have the tendency to call on God in the time of need. Right. See, when the going get rough, the road is rough and the going get tough and the hills are hard to climb, now we kind of start getting this God consciousness again. Maybe I better call on the Lord. See, and so I just want to encourage the saints today to, let's keep God first. There are so many things that try to take first place in our lives, and we have to be aware of them. See, when you're walking with God, there's some things don't mean nothing to you anymore. Devil can't cover you with certain things because you've been delivered, you've been set free, but the enemy always want to try to discourage us or try to cause us to focus on something more than focusing on God first. Distractions. I know I have to guard myself. Okay, I'm not watching MeTV right now. The rifleman can wait. I'm just saying, Yeah. So who's on that gun smoke? But there's things, there's things that could come up in our lives, that try to take, that place of first, you know, we know we have to work, right? Unless we're retired.
All right.
Let's get the Lord hand praise. Brother Chuck, he's been waiting and waiting on the word that he's free. And now he's like Martin Luther King. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Praise God. So the journey just started now. See, oh my God. See, I'm serious now. Because all that God has placed in you, all that he's put in your heart, you're going to be able to walk in that now. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep God first, Brother Chucky. See, new avenues. Wow. New direction. New word. Keep God first. You know, first means to, I looked up the dictionary and say preceding all others in time, order, or importance. So to keep God first means that he is first. He's preeminent in my life. See, that's important. Because it's so easy. You know, God ain't watered that tree in a week. Okay. Another 2 hours ain't going to hurt either. Because there may be something that God want to speak to me about. So we're going to see in this passage, because we're looking in Matthew 6, where Jesus was teaching the people. I mean, this is really the climax or the high point of the Sermon on the Mount is don't worry. See, because when we're worried, it's a thin line between planning and worrying. See, he who fails to plan plans to fail. But when we worrying, what are we accomplishing? You know, we're going to see in Scripture what God has to say. You know, to worry is to afflict with mental distress or agitation, to make anxious. You know, I'm telling you, the more I worry, the more anxious I get. I had to talk to myself because sometimes sometimes something that's really bothering me seems like it hits really at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And my mind starts going all over the place. Well, maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. It could be this. You should do that. I'm like, stop it already. You know, because one time I shot off an email at 3 o'clock in the morning. When I read it at 6, I'm like, maybe I should have done it. So I had to start talking to myself about, wait a minute, you settle down. If it was okay at 12, it'll be okay at 7 in the morning. You stop, look, and listen, and see what the Lord would have you put God first. But to worry is to afflict with mental distress or agitation. My God, but we got to keep God first. So Philippians 4 and 6, and we're going to get to our passage today, but it said be anxious for nothing. Yeah, but in everything by prayer and supplication. I'm talking about before God with thanksgiving. Yes. Now that's something to think about. Yeah. Because you have a need, a real bona fide need. And we know that we can go to God in prayer and we begin to call on God. We get our petitions and we lay them out before God. And we have to make sure that we don't get in the business already figuring out how God gonna do it. Yeah. No, I'm praying. I'm supplicating, and as the word say, with thanksgiving. Yes. Brother Mike got up here and he said, God, we just want to thank you. Yes. Say, God, this is a prayer of thanksgiving. That's right. God, you've been so good to me. You've been so kind. So, yes, here's my prayer list. Here's my petitions. Here's my request before a holy and righteous God. Yes. But, God, I want to say thank you.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Thank you, Lord. God, if you don't do nothing else for me, I say thank you. Oh God, from where you brought me from, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Health and strength, thank you. In my right mind, thank you. Food, shelter, thank you. Protection, thank you. And when we get lost in the thank you, when we get lost in the praise,
yes,
in the adoration for who he is,
yes,
even some of the stuff that was on my list might change.
Yes.
Anybody ever been there?
Yes.
God is no cosmic Santa Claus.
Right.
You know, he ain't, I'm a name it and claim it. I'm a blab it and grab it. No, you ain't. We need to call on the Lord. God, I know what I'm asking for, but God, you know what I need,
yes,
and I'm trusting you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. All right. The key verse was going to be in verse 31, but let's look back up a little bit to verse 25. Again, this is a Sermon on the Mount. Jesus had been instructing the folks in the way of the kingdom, preparing folks' heart for kingdom living. And as Pastor Jones preaches all the time, he say, wherever there's a kingdom, there's a king.
Yes.
And his name is Jesus.
Thank you,
God. See, so therefore, Jesus said, I say to you, do not worry about your life. Hello. That's easier said than done, right? Because you're living. And if you don't think you're concerned about your life, take a deep breath, hold it for 30 minutes. You know, see, but what we have to do is figure out for what Jesus is saying. We need to stick around, bless you, to hear the whole story. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Wow, these are things we think about, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, some folks may be thinking now, what's for dinner? Right? Because it's 12:54 and I know we didn't miss lunch. You know, and don't let it be you didn't eat breakfast this morning. Say, okay, preacher, don't, you know. You know, the restaurant down there on 6 closed at 4, you know. But Jesus is teaching the people.
Yeah.
See, Jesus is always working up to something.
Yeah.
See, he starts with getting our attention.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm glad that God is not like man. His ways are as high above ours as the heavens is above the earth, as far as the east is from the west. And so therefore, I need to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Mm-hmm.
He says, look at the birds up there. Just take a gander around and look. See, for me, I've never seen a malnutritioned bird. I ain't never seen an eagle with no muscles. You know. He said, look at the birds up there, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather in barns. They you don't see them out there getting some seed, scratching, putting the seed in. You know, no, they but what did it say? It say, or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
Yes.
Wow. The Creator who created them, he told them to fly. They've been flying ever since. You look at the airplanes and the submarines, they take after what God has already put in the animals. You know, you look at the nuclear submarines, it look like a killer whale. Because these are things that God has already put in place. And God's got this. He holds the whole world in the palm of his hands. He said, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And he asked the question, are you not more valuable than they?
Wow.
See, God created all of the critters and all the stuff we see. But when God created man, he said, now it's very good. Because he created us in his own image and likeness. He gave us intellect, emotion, and will. We have volition. We can make decisions. Because of who he is, we are who we are. And don't you know, if God is caring for the bird, he's caring for us. Little chi-chi bird. Woo. Man. He said in verse 27, which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? And, you know, cubit, that's about the distance from your elbow to the tip of your index finger. even if it ain't nothing but a half inch. Where you can say, I just want to be taller. I'm just so worried. If I could only be 6'4 instead of 6'3. God said, you worried about the wrong. Your worry is not going to cause you to grow. If anything, you might go the other way, curvature of the spine, distort, compressing. I may go from 6'3 to 6'0. And worrying is not going to change that either. You know, okay. Which of you worrying can add one cubit to a stature? So why do you worry about clothing? You know, I thank God that I was able to go in my closet. We're going over there last week to, what is it called?
The Lumination.
To Lumination. It's a huge L-shaped, two-story building full of homeless people. And people were bringing clothing, all sorts of clothing, sitting out there ministering to the people. I went in that closet. I got stuff that had dust on it.
Yeah.
Been on the hanger so long, you'd have to iron it out. You know, get rid of it. But see, what sometimes things we take for granted is something that somebody else needs so desperately.
Yeah.
Was anybody ever told before you got saved, you need to get a suit? You need to dress like this or like that because you're going to church? Okay, I get it. I understand what they meant. But God said, no, you come on just like you are.
Right.
You get into the house of the Lord and sit down, behave yourself, and listen to what God has to say. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. I was thinking about this yesterday, because you remember about 6 months ago we had all that rain? All of these hills was green, just as green. You say, is this California? You know, and then now you're driving all through Yoruba Valley and Riverside, you see all those hills are just brown. And we know it's fire season, right? You know that stuff can go up and then by and by when God sent rain again, you would think everything up there is dead. No life in it. But when God sent the rain, everything started going green again. We can have some drought in our lives. We can have some dead spots. But when God breathes on us, when God comes to the rescue, you know. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, the wisest, richest man that ever lived, in all of his glory, was not dressed up like these lilies of the field. Man. Now, if God, verse 30, now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today is and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? And then he says, oh, ye a little faith. Do you think that Jesus have the folks' attention by now? He's teaching kingdom principles. And he knows where people's faith is at. It's not an indictment. But he said, listen, you need me. I can provide for you. I can fill in the blanks. You know, so it brings us to verse 31, which is the crux of the message today. Therefore, do not worry. See, what is the therefore? Therefore, because he talked about the birds. He talked about the lilies of the field. He talked about the clothing. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things, unbelievers even seek after.
Right.
You know, here we are at a different level in Christ.
Right.
No better than anyone else, but better off in so many ways, in one way in particular, because we know Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Or what shall we wear? For all these things, the Gentiles or the unbelievers seek after, for your heavenly, listen to this, for your heavenly Father knows that you had need of all these things. Hello, just a quick pause for a minute. It's good to know that.
Right.
Here's a need in my life. I know about it. You may not know about it, But he already knows about it. Before you even thought about it, before you even asked for it, he knows. He's that personal. He's that relationship we have with that care, that love that he has for us. He knows. That helps me. That helps me to kind of stand up a little bit because my Father knows what I stand in need of. See, don't worry about it. He said, for all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God. That's the crux of the message today. Keep God first. Because things are going to come to shake your foundation. But keep God first. God, I'm trusting you. Amen. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. All right. For tomorrow will worry about his own things. Sufficient for the day is tomorrow's trouble. Amen. But today, God, I'm living for you. Today, God, I'm putting you first. Right now, God, you're first in my life. Because, God, I'm facing some things. There's storms on the horizon. But, God, I'm keeping you first in my life. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I pray, saints, that we get to scriptures and they don't become blasé. They don't become just something rehearsed in our mind. And say, oh, I can remember that. But every word of God is right. Every word of God has purpose. And we need to not only get it here, but we need to get it down in our heart. Keep God first. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Woo! Yeah. It didn't say some of it. Or a little bit of it. I'm going to hold this part back. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Number one. Number two, and lean not to your own understanding. Everybody in here got some kind of understanding. See, but we're not to lean to our own understanding. We shouldn't do it if we got God first. See, lean not to your own understanding and give this in all of your ways. Not some of you, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge Jesus Christ. Acknowledge our Father in heaven. And he shall direct our path. He shall direct. Have anybody found that to be true? Amen. Have you really lived that? Have you walked in that? God, not my will, but your will be done. God, not my way, but your way be done, God. And then Proverbs 16:25 say, there is a way that seems right to man. Because when that way seems right to man, God's not first. I put myself first. And this seems like the right thing to do. Have I sought the Lord in whatever that is? There's a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way of death. I want life. I want to walk in newness of life. Thank you, God. I'm so glad I don't have a temper no more like I used to. Don't think it don't try to come up sometime. But the word of God down on the inside said, no, no, hey, hello. Come on, I'm just being real. that twin tried to rear up sometime. But when we call on Jesus, when we remember who we are, what he's done for us, that I've been changed, covered with the blood, things change. Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5, I heard it resonate in Power Hour this morning. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God. This is talking about keeping God first. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your strength. When you can do that, guess what? God is going to be first. With all of my heart, God, I love you, Jesus. Even when I falter, God, oh God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I love you, Lord. God, I'm putting you first even in my time of trials. And then I apply 1 John 1 and 9. If I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Then I get the happy feet. Thank you, God. I'm reminded of, and we're going to close up because I think, you know, we get the gist here, but I'm reminded of Nehemiah. I loved Nehemiah. Down in Babylon gets word, you know, that Jerusalem gates are yet burned with fire, the wall and its breaches. He's a cupbearer for the king. You can't look sad in front of the king. You got to play like you're happy when you're not, because the king can have your head cut off. He had to taste the wine, make sure it wasn't poisoned before the king got it. He had to bust in front of the king and say, "Oh, king, live forever." You know. And he got word of how his homeland was. And the king, with all this pomp and splendor, say, "Something wrong with you. I see nothing but sorrow of heart." And at that point, he could have had him beheaded, see. And so here a man that God has put a burden on his heart for his homeland, and now he has audience with the king, and here's what blesses me in that one little verse here. Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" And you know what Nehemiah did? The Bible says, and he prayed to the God of heaven.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Before he said anything to the king. Before he figured out some plan, he prayed to the God of heaven.
Yes.
Talking about keeping God first.
Yes.
And God stepped in and gave the man everything he needed and so much more.
Yes.
And the walls were built in record time.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. 1 Peter 5:17, cast all of your cares.
Yes.
Every one of your cares upon him because he cares for you. In the King James Version, say, he careth for you,
yes.
Which means a continuation.
Yes.
That he, Sister Chris, he continually cares
yes.
for you. Wow. Just and I think about that, Brother David. Casting, here's a care. Whoop. Whoop. And guess what? You know, I see one of the Dodgers play another night. He robbed a home run. But you know, our God, you can throw him. You can cash your cares here. You can cash your cares here.
Hallelujah.
You can cash your, and he don't drop none of them.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He's got all of your cares.
Amen.
Woo, in the palm of his hand.
Hey,
glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
See, so to have God first, you got to trust him. Trust him and give him time, no matter how long it take. He's a God you can't hurry. He'll be there, don't you worry. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Trust means assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, and truth of God and his word. Trust, faith, tied together, trusting the God of the universe. So in order to keep God first, you got to first have God in your life. Trying to tell someone, "Hey, mister, you need to keep God first." He said, "Who's that?" But when you know that you have a relationship with God,
yes.
You have committed your way to him.
Thank you.
Now you can work on keeping him first in all of these hard areas of our lives.
Amen.
You know, I told you about the man at the prison. Poor fella, I don't remember his name. He looked just like Brother Larry Stewart, though. Was praying for him and ministering to him, but the man was out of his mind. See, sometimes we take for granted things. He had a little radio, I may have told you, he had a little radio, a little clear radio. Couldn't have batteries in it because you could do something with the batteries. So you crank it. Had a little thing on you, little generator, you crank it. He had his little yellow headphones in. He was sitting there just cranking. I say, "What you listening to?" He steady cranking. He say, "No, nothing but static." You know, it's sad.
Yeah.
But that man, his mind was gone. But you know what? I kept talking to him.
Yeah.
Even when he said, I don't hear what y'all talking about today, I said, all right, brother, where are you from? We need to have the mind of Christ. We need to walk in the love of Jesus. And just as that man was cranking that thing, God is able to take that thing from him, catch it, and cause him to be in his right mind. That's the God we serve. When things don't look good, saints, keep God first. When things don't feel good, keep God first. When situation comes and blindside us and knock us to our knees, keep God first. God is hurt. Brother Chucky, there's some stuff that hurts, man.
Yes.
Hurts real bad. Yes. I don't care how saved and sanctified you are. There's some things that come and buckle our knees.
Yes.
But while I'm down there buckled, oh God, help God in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I'm going to keep God first. Last thing I'm going to share with y'all, you remember David and his troop, and they were on their way back to Ziklag. And the enemy had came while they were gone, took all the wives, took all the children. The men came back. They were crying. What are we? Our wives are gone. Our children, all of our stuff is gone. And then if it got worse, his men, they wanted to kill David. The buck got to stop somewhere. But when you keep in mind, keeping God first, listen how this thing went. Here's the situation, just explain. So David inquired of the Lord. He's hurting. He got two wives. They both gone. Kids gone. Don't know if I'm going to ever see them. Don't know what the enemy is doing to them.
Right.
And now he could have been started running around, start kicking dirt, you know, choking his right hand man. He could have done anything. But the Bible say, so David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Should I go after God? Keep keeping God first in the midst of your situation. He says, shall I overtake them? Keep in all your ways acknowledging him. And God answered him. He said, pursue. Somebody today need to pursue. For you shall surely overtake them, and without fail you'll recover all. You'll recover everything that was taken from you. Keep God first, and God will always give us the victory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Keep God first. In our church, keep God first. In your lives, keep God first. The church is not first. God is first.
That's right.
But if you have a relationship with God and you're connected to a ministry that's praising and blessing God and his people, then there's some priorities that if we can keep God first and pool our resources together, we can make a difference. See? We don't have this. We don't. But if we come together with Christ first, woo, ain't no secret what the Lord will do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You need to kind of come down a little bit. No, I'm just playing. Praise the Lord. Sister Amanda, we love you. We thank God for your anointing. We bless you in the name of Jesus, that he'll meet every one of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Let's worship him for a moment. It's time for communion. If the officers could come, ministers could come today. Amen.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word.
Do you love him today? Do you really love him today? Are you fully committed today? Have you made up your mind to follow Jesus all the way from earth to heaven? Love me, singing all. God.